State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. The Common Core state standards are back in the news. The state legislature is set to wrangle over the standards and if state money should be used to implement them in the coming days and weeks. But even as the politics swirl around these standards designed for students across the country, schools are implementing them. We'll visit two schools to find out what that's really like. At Owosso Middle School, students are working together in small groups to figure out what in the Constitution is most important.
Gave the federal government the power to collect income tax.
What these seventh graders are not doing is just memorizing amendments. Their school tries to focus on helping kids think critically. Owosso's educational philosophy is really important to teachers here. Even students, like seventh graders Frankie Riley and Emily Rao, have bought in.
Do you guys know what system of teaching they use here?
Yeah.
It's IB, which is in
International Baccalaureate
program.
Yeah.
So far, so good?
Yeah. Yeah, totes.
As a public school, Owosso now needs to meet Common Core standards on top of this. Like most of us, Rao and Riley are still a little fuzzy on those.
Do you know what the Common Core is?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. I've never been explained it.
Yeah.
Well, let me try. The Common Core sets out concepts kids should master in math and language arts every school year, from kindergarten through the end of high school. For example, the standards say in middle school, a student should be able to tell the difference between a fact, an opinion, and a reasonable assumption. And there is a test. The Common Core test is likely to replace the MEEP in 2015. But Owosso Middle School principal Rich Collins isn't too worried about the changes or a new test.
The standards are kind of catching up with what we've always kind of believed, so it's just kind of been a natural fit.
Good thing, because Owosso has invested 10 years and a fair amount of cash implementing their existing teaching model. Morris is the next school district over, about 20 minutes away. But it is so much smaller and more cash-strapped than its neighbor that the principal of the high school has to do double duty as the superintendent. The teachers eating brown bag lunches in the teacher's lounge say they really like the Common Core, even if their curriculum wasn't already in line with it, and even if it's likely to cost money to fully implement it in their classrooms, as fifth-grade teacher Tammy Smith explains.
If you have, let's say, a science unit on weather, originally it was taught at fourth grade and then it moved to maybe first grade, those first graders are not going to be able to read the materials at the fourth grade level. So you're going to have to find the resources to bring it down to their level.
Teachers here put together a modest wish list of ideas to implement Common Core on a shoestring. They asked for a couple of subscriptions to educational websites, since they all know a new textbook series with a $10,000 price tag is out of reach. In that sense, sixth grade teacher Karen Kennedy says the recent controversy in the state legislature over Common Core has been a distraction for teachers.
I would have been really annoyed if they'd thrown it out completely because we had already put so much work into it. Now that it seems to have settled down, I kind of ignore the politics of that.
Even if the legislature allows state funds to be spent on the Common Core, despite concerns it takes away local control, the money is likely to be earmarked for technical assistance, which would not help the teachers in Morris get new materials. So the plan there is to give teachers a few more opportunities to learn and grow, since in every district, the success of the Common Core depends largely on them. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.